Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is David Bradford, a 30-year veteran of the computer industry known for accelerating growth and performance of game-changing organizations. He is author of the new book, Up Your Game, 6 Timeless Principles for Networking Your Way to the Top. So welcome, David.
Hey, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, we are super glad to have you, and I know that the deeper connections, that has kind of been the basis for your success in helping companies grow and be more profitable. How do you connect with people on a deeper, more meaningful level? What's the first thing people need to do?
The first thing, honestly, is to think about giving without a thought of getting. So when you go to a conference, and we all go to these big conferences and trade shows and whatnot, look around for people you'd like to connect with, but then think about what their needs are. What is it that I can do today that will help them in their career trajectory or in finding partnerships, relationships, those sorts of things? And if you think about them first, you'll be amazed how the law of reciprocity comes into play. Because when they know that you're genuinely interested in them, they're going to follow up with you and do something nice for you. So that's kind of my first thought. Give with no thought of getting.
And how can people use, once they're, of course, at these networking events and conferences and so on, how do the new social media tools like a LinkedIn or a Twitter and Facebook, how do they come into play to help build a deeper connection, or do they kind of get in the way?
Oh, I don't think they get in the way at all. They are a new platform. Now, I want to emphasize that the tools of technology will change over time. And so today we're using LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat as means of communication. But over time, those tools of technology will change. So what I emphasize in the book are 6 timeless principles for networking and connecting with people. Right, which is to show up at events, follow up. I think follow up is a lost art. Within 24 hours of any event you attend, take the time to connect with people on LinkedIn and also make it personal when you connect with them. Because what most people fail to do is they'll just punch a button and say, hey, I want to friend you on Facebook, or can I be with you on LinkedIn? I want to add you to my professional network on LinkedIn, etc. And then you're not memorable. If you come back in a personal way, hey, I was the woman in the fourth row wearing the red dress. It was great talking to you about Cabo San Lucas. Whatever the topic might be, then it becomes personal, and then the relationship begins to form.
You know what, David? I couldn't agree with you more. There are so many times when you go to an event and you come back with a stack of business cards, and they kind of sit there for a little while, and then everyone forgets everything that happened at that event. So I love that you're talking about follow-up and having that be the number one thing you need to remember after you get back from these events. Now, what are some of the other aspects of relationship building that will never, ever, ever change?
Well, I would say that the most important and critical part is to be a stand-up person. So I talk about my 6 up principles. You start up, you show up, you follow up. But my gosh, unless you're a stand-up person and you've established credibility over time, then none of the other principles matter, right? People will only want to connect with you if you're a credible, professional person that is good at what you do, and you can show you're a domain expert, and you've developed credibility over time. So being a stand-up person with integrity is absolutely essential for everything else to work.
And where do you find people making their biggest mistakes when they are looking to create a more meaningful connection while networking?
Well, if they become so obvious about what they're searching for, that it just becomes an irritant. So I would say that when, you know, people are just reaching out to me to connect for, you know, David Bradford knows how to raise capital. David Bradford knows how to do this, knows how to do that. He's built three or four great companies. Well, that's great. But I also want to be viewed as a human. I love golf. I love my family. I have lots of outside interests. We have a home in Newport Beach. And so if people connect with me in a meaningful way, then, you know, in a personal way, then trust begins to form. And when trust happens, then everything in the business relationship accelerates. And so I would really emphasize, you know, being personal in the way you approach others.
And David, finally, what are some pieces of advice that you would love to leave our listeners with about networking, about the integrity, about making those connections?
Well, I'll tell you, the final thing I would say is the word network has the word work in it. It takes time, commitment, and organization to drive and build a world-class network. It's something that you've actually got to think about and do rather than just say. And so you caught it. So many people go to those conferences and they come back with a stack of cards and then they lie fallow for weeks on end. And then no one's going to remember you. You become not memorable. And so it takes work and organization. So my final principle that I talk about in my book is to scale up your network with hard work.
Well, David, I want to thank you so much for being here and remind our listeners that you can learn much, much more about David Bradford. He's got a great YouTube video on his site, by the way, and his new book, Up Your Game, 6 Timeless Principles for Networking Your Way to the Top. You can do that on his website, which is davidbradford.com, all spelled traditionally. So thanks again, David, for being here with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.